This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Monday again backed Israel in its war with U.S.-designated Hamas terrorist militants during a visit to Tel Aviv.
So I'm here with a clear message. America's support for Israel's security is unshakable. And Israel is not alone.
But Austin did also highlight the need to protect civilians in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war and suggested that the ultimate solution would be one of two states living side by side. A U.S. military official says a Cayman Islands flag tanker was attacked on Monday in a crucial shipping route off Yemen. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official said the vessel was attacked by multiple projectiles at about 9 a.m. local time. The USS Carney, a U.S. warship which provides security to ships in the area, responded to the incident. The attack that targeted the chemical and oil products carrier is the latest in a series of assaults on vessels in the Red Sea and its strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The Houthis have claimed responsibility. They say they're targeting vessels linked to Israel in support of Palestinian militants. British experts also reported an incident in the strait off a Yemen port and warned vessels in the area to exercise caution. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oil giant BP temporarily paused all transits through the Red Sea. An oil tanker group Frontline said on Monday its vessels would avoid passage through the waterway, signs the crisis was broadening to include energy shipments. Crude oil prices rose on those concerns Monday. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, during his visit to Israel, said Washington was building a coalition to address the Houthi threat. This is